Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93 Points FM. This is The Backroom. Hope a brand new indie, alternative, rock, electronic, punk every Thursday night. 6 till 7. Kicking off there was The Itch. They're a London alternative duo, and that is called No More Sprex Gang. Okay, packed show for you tonight, as always. Two special guests tonight. I managed to catch up with Rick, who is the co-vocalist with Danny and guitarist of the legendary Embrace. Pleasure to have chatted to him about 30 years in the business as a band and also their new ninth studio album, Avalanche, which will be out in June. Also, we're talking to Tig from upcoming indie band, The Zookies, and they're going out on tour, on a Wheels in Motion tour with the Pistol Daisies and the Jacks. That's all coming up. This is new from Carl Faulkner. This is Lady Coachella featuring the Lottery Winners.
Madhouse, diamond cut, everybody's looking rough. Big stars all around, everybody on the ground. I'm yours, she's mine, hide and seek, playing time. Made a cold, bad dreams, looking like a real thing. I've seen it, I want it, cause everybody's got it. I'm feeling the pressure, cause everybody's got it.
big life and a bitter look, but I'd like to see you somewhere new. I know you're looking at a big life and a bitter look, but I'd like to see you somewhere new.
Great tune, Lady Coachella, featuring Light Winners and Kyle Faulkner. Music news, local national gig guy, new album releases all coming up. This is new from Ed Cozens, from Reverend the Makers, with James Walsh from Star Sailor on as well. It's called Let It Be Me.
Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
We'll be right back.
They're from Glasgow. They're the Cool Caves. And that is new from them. And that is called Somber.
You mean the love? You see the love anymore?
6:15, you listen to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is the Back Room. I was very excited to catch up with Rick, from one of the best bands in this country, in my opinion. They're Embrace. They were formed in 1990, you believe that, in Bailiff Bridge, West Yorkshire. They're going to release their ninth studio album, 30 years of the business. Going to play this from the new album, from Avalanche. This is their new track. This is called Stop. Pleasure to welcome Rick from Embrace to the show on the Back Room on Sheffield Live. How are you doing, Rick, today?
I'm very well, Paddy. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, real pleasure to kind of be talking to you because, you know, it's 30 years now. You know, a real milestone for a band. How do you think about that? Like now, you know, in the 30th year, how are you kind of processing and how do you kind of, do you look back to where it all kind of started or do you just kind of just keep moving forward?
It kind of keeps me awake at night because I feel about how quick it's gone and then thinking about 30 years hence and it's going to be like, that's going to go in a flash and I'm, you know, not going to be here anymore. So it's a bit of a dark thought really I have about it. It's like, wow, that went quick.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so many like amazing times. from back then, looking at photographs, it's always a shock how, you know, how young we look and everything. And it's been a bit of a journey, really, because we're putting together like a book of like the early days and stuff, like the early recordings and all photographs together and doing interviews and sort of like having chats between ourselves and sort of, you know, getting a sort of measure of what we've achieved and how far we've come and how much further it is than what we thought it was going to be. And you know, it's been pretty immense, really, you know.
Oh, absolute immense journey. And I think in the book and, you know, the photographs and stuff, have you all kind of just kept loads of stuff over the years? Have you kind of just, are you all in suitcases and
we've all got
attics and things like that?
I've got like a dusty treasure chest somewhere in the house today. And it's just like absolutely solid paper, laminates, like tour programs, itineraries, T-shirts, you know, posters. You know, it's just everything in there, you know, key rings and badges and God knows what.
And you know, your fan base has stayed with you, haven't they? I think over there, you've got a very loyal fan base and the shows are always amazing. I actually saw you very recently at the Skegness Shine Weekender, which was a blinder. Good times. And, you know, hearing the new stuff, because it's your ninth studio album, Avalanche, which is going to be out on the 12th of June. What was that process of making this album? Because it feels like, I mean, you're always an honest and quite open band, I think. And, what was it like kind of, where did the inspiration for this particular album, for the ninth album, come from in the 30th year?
The process has kind of evolved over the years. Initially, when you don't really know what you're doing, you have to spend so much time trying to get a handle on how to do it and the craft of it in itself and what's important and what's not important and, you know, what you should spend hours on and what you shouldn't spend hours on and banging your head against a piano for 10 hours a day and how it's done. You know, you go to it for an hour and see what happens, and if nothing comes, then you get on with your life, you know, because you've got to have a life to write about a life. So, you know, I think these days the process has kind of evolved into we kind of all come up with ideas and fire them over to Danny, and anything that he thinks is fertile soil for like melodies or anything that like acts as inspiration or he's got some ideas for, then once he's got like 10 of those, then we'll book a couple of weeks in the studio. And then we just hash those out over the course of a couple of weeks, and they sometimes go, you know, transformative, you know, no relation to the initial idea, but what comes out the other end is always, you know, if it stays on the album, then it's got a bar that we know where the bar is, how good it has to be. I thought I do.
You've got a real
songs I don't like.
do the songs that you don't like, do they still exist? Do you bin them or do you like?
Well, no.
We might come back to that another point.
They kind of like sometimes make up extra tracks or B-sides, or this one that was left over from the last album and it's going to be an extra track on this album, and you know already the radio pluggers are saying that's a radio hit, and I'm like, oh no, not that one. I hate that one. Mike loves it, our drummer, he's been saying it's a single since we wrote it, but I can't be going out and playing that every night.
But as a band, like, yeah, do you have like Do you kind of disagree on a lot, or do you generally like?
We disagree on stuff, but we never really fight about it. It's always a joke, you know. It's always, you know, no harm, bad feelings or anything. It's, you know, just different tastes, you know. Yeah, I've got a bit of a reputation in our band for being the one who hates Embrace.
Oh, really?
when it sounds like us, I'm always like, no, we can't do that.
Is it because you want it? Yeah,
I've kind of like, I've got, you know, I like to move forward. I like to sort of change it, and you know, I do love like a lot of, well, most of what we've done, to be honest. But there's just an element of us that gives me the ick a bit sometimes, and I try and get that, you know, not do that in the studio, and usually it doesn't happen. But while we're writing it, it's there, you know.
No,
we're not doing that.
Is there a song over? I mean, so many songs you've done, but is there a song that for you, like, you so enjoy playing, like really enjoy playing still? And
yeah, I mean, most of them. I mean, Dug Up People. I don't think we've done a gig without playing that. Ash is the same since we wrote that. That's another one.
Yeah,
that's a biggie. those are kind of, they're probably a good while out, some of them. That's All Changed, I love, but we don't really play it often enough. Drawn From Memories, one of my favourites, and there's a B-side called Maybe I Wish, which is like way down the bottom of our Spotify listens, and it's probably my favourite song we've ever done.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If we just wrapped it off in a one, you know, it's no like we didn't actually record it properly. We just recorded it to tape. We didn't record it, you know, edit it and faff about with it. It's just literally live, you know.
Yeah. And you get to sing a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
What's that like for you? Is it for like, you take it off Danny for a little bit, like have a rest. I'll take over. Thanks.
Get a cup of tea. Yeah. It's like my, you know, big opportunity to like step forward and like, Be the big pop star. I'd pretend to be a pop star for 5 minutes. It's fun. I like doing it. I kind of pretty much sing, you know, most of the set alongside Danny now as well. More of a sort of like choral effect that we're going for.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, when I hear my voice back, I don't like it.
You don't?
I like it as it's going out, but when I hear it back, I'm like, oof. You know, it sounds... I've got this joke where I say I sound like a wasp. And it doesn't matter how loud it is in the mix, you can still hear it going like in the background somewhere.
I think it sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, people say it sounds great, but you know,
yeah.
Whenever I can hear me, it gives me the ick.
But you've got, as a band, you've got a real knack and talent of kind of anthems, I would say, like, you know, real crowd pleasers, you know, people sing, you know, arms in the air. And I know you bring, as a band, the arms in the air and, you know, a way of bringing the fan base together. But there's, every time I see you guys over the years, there's always been that kind of connection, really. Yeah. And, you know, the songs that just people adore. Do you ever feel like you'll kind of go, I'll just do like a dance album or something like that?
Well, I mean, I've got another project on the go called Eva, which is sort of started out as a bit more sort of, you know, digital kind of like electro sort of sound. And it's kind of morphing more into sort of, it's kind of going a bit more embrace, I guess, but it's more sort of like, again, introspection and national and the band, I mean. Kind of going down that sort of road, which embrace, you know, aren't too far from, I guess, in places. So I don't really have any kind of like want to do something too different. I mean, the Tallies album was like me going sort of dance with like refugees and
yeah, absolutely.
And I really love that album.
Me too. Yeah.
And in hindsight, I can kind of see how it was a bit of a like a curveball for the fan base, but it's kind of like, I think it's one of those that the fans kind of hold in regard, high regard, maybe. You know, whenever we play songs off there, it's, you know, the ones who were there, you know, the original fans are kind of like buzzing about it, you know? So
yeah, I think it's a special album. Refugees was just like the kind of first track, just like I think it's a special album in the kind of Embrace catalog. And I think, you know, the new record, you know, you've got songs like Road to Nowhere and Stop, and again, you know, you can hear Embrace in it, but they're big songs. And now you're going to go off and do kind of, you've got some outdoor, I've got smaller gigs. In fact, you've got one in Barnsley at the Birdwell, I think on the 9th of June. So you're going back to some smaller ones to start off with, aren't you? And
yeah, I used to live near Barnsley. I still live in Darton, near Maple. Yeah, for a few years. But yeah, going to Barnsley. I think it's I've got the list here. It starts in June 5th in Kingston and ends 11th in Liverpool. It's like six. I think we're doing like a matinee at one of them as well. We've never done that before.
There'll be somebody coming out with popcorn and ice cream halfway through or something like that.
If only. Yeah.
And then you're obviously your big kind of almost hometown. You know, you still live quite close by. You still kind of.
I mean, I live. I can walk to the Peace Hall. It takes me about 15 minutes from.
Yeah, so that's going to be very, very special gig on the 13th. I think you've got Idlewild supporting as well, haven't you? So
yeah, it's got a bit of a result with that, didn't we? And Hazy Janes as well, another local band from Halifax, who were brilliant, just brilliant.
Yeah, I think you played a few dates around there. I mean, kind of Wakefield, Halifax. I think Victoria Theatre. I remember you did that one.
I remember we played like arenas just before the Victoria Theatre, and then when we announced the Theatre, everyone was coming up to me going, "God, you're playing Victoria Theatre!" Like really, like impressed. I'm like, "Yeah, we just did like Leeds Arena. What's the big deal with Victoria Theatre?"
It's a good venue, Victoria Theatre. There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, it's a great venue, yeah. But yeah, just everyone were like blown away that we were playing there. It was quite a funny story actually, because the Courier Evening Halifax Evening Courier went down on the morning that tickets were put on sale. Like the buzz, you know, get like a vox pop of the people in the queue waiting for the tickets. And I think there was something like five people waiting there. And,
oh, really?
And two of them were my cousin. And they were all off. And the other three were people that didn't want to be named.
And then you got a full tour in the autumn as well. You got Leeds on the 13th of November, Manchester on the 14th. No Sheffield date, but who knows at some point.
No, I think I'm probably hoping people will come up to Leeds to see us for that one.
Yeah, we can go that far.
Yeah.
Manchester and stuff.
It's just like trying to put the tour together, like with the routing and everything, with having breaks in the appropriate places and everything. It's just the hardest thing in the world, you know.
Absolutely.
Because like you're like second pencil and third pencil on a couple of nights, and then you'll challenge them for it, and then sometimes the band who's first pencil will want it, and yeah. So if you know, whenever you see a tour and you think to yourself, "Well, they're not coming near us," it's just
absolutely. Just doesn't fit, does it?
Yeah, it's not a personal vendetta against anybody, you know.
No. Well, sometimes you see Glasgow, London, Newcastle. It's
like, yeah. Aberdeen, you know, Land's End.
Land's End and then somewhere in the middle. But yeah, I mean, there's so much going on for you this year. You say there's a kind of book, and there's a kind of spoken word tour as well.
Yeah, Danny's doing like a tour. Really long. I think it's like 30-day spoken word tour where he sort of like... has a chit chat about his experience being in Embrace. I've not seen it yet, but I imagine it's a tissue of lies.
Does he keep you out of it just to say, "Go, that's not true, that's not true"? You don't remember it that way.
He sort of asked me if I wanted to get involved, and I'm like, you know, and he told me where he was going and how many dates there were. I'm like, God, I don't know about that. No, I think I'm all right. I'll sit this one out. But I think we may look into doing one that's, you know, maybe a bit more of the band sometime in the future. But,
no, yeah, I'm just thinking connecting with the book and stuff like that, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the book's kind of going to be, I think it's going to be there and on sale on the night, sort of thing. It'd be quite fun doing the book, because quite a lot of, like, interesting little stories from everybody that I don't have any memory of, and I'm sure vice versa. But just different people's perspectives in the band. It's been quite interesting. And some of Mike's photos, our drummer Mike, some of his early photos are really funny. He's a metaller from a very young age, so he's like gone through all the different sort of metal, you know, uniforms, like cap sleeve t-shirts and denim jackets.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there. He's got makeup on in some of it, which really cracked me up.
Are you happy with how your style has changed, Rick, over the years?
Not really, no. I mean, they say, don't you, if you look back and you're not embarrassed, then you've never been in fashion, but I'm not sure I was in fashion at the time either. I think probably embarrassed at the time.
But so yeah, it's a lovely thing to kind of go back and look over those years and stuff. And you know, for a band to get to 30 years with the success that you've got, you know, it is amazing. And still being able to, you know, make records, that fan base is there. You know, Rick, it's been a pleasure to talk to you on the show today. Yeah, good luck with the album and all the tour and the book, all of it. Thanks so much.
Cheers, man. Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Cheers.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. Thank you.
From a new album by Art School Girlfriend called Lean In, new track from that Hope More Hopeless. She's going to be doing a strip back gig and signing at Bear Tree Records in Sheffield on the 12th of May. Still got the interview with Tyke from the Zookies coming up. This is Sheffield Live, the Backroom, home of brand new music every Thursday, 6 till 7. Let's do some music news.
Music news.
So Kraftwerk have lost one of the longest running copyright cases in music history over their sample Metal auf Metal. The dispute centres around a short excerpt of the 1977 track that was used in the 1997 song New Mirror by German rapper Sabrina Settler, produced by Moses Pelham and Martin Haas. It began as a domestic German copyright claim in the 90s, and Kraftwerk members Ralf Hutter and the late Florian Schneider were initially successful in their case that the unlicensed use of the song constitute infringement. However, the ruling was subsequently appealed, overturned and referred on several occasions to the Court of Justice of the European Union, resulting in a three-decade-long legal battle over the regulation of sampling in Europe. Now, a ruling last week in Luxembourg has ruled that a song can qualify as a pastiche if it evokes an existing recording in a recognisable transformed form, but remains notably different from the original and engages in artistic or creative dialogue with the original. Peter Hook has suggested Oasis could help him form a truce with New Order. The 70-year-old musician is looking forward to attending the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame late this year, as both New Order and Joy Division will be inducted as a single act. And he has insisted he has no plans to stand with his former bandmate on stage at 70 after a long-held animosity between them. He told Rolling Stone magazine, maybe Liam and Noel could be the intermediaries that you're looking for. They might like, okay, you two, shake hands, get up there and play Transmission, Love Will Tear Us Apart on Blue Monday. After Ian Curtis' death in 1980, Hook, Bernard Sumner and Stephen Morris kept going its New Order, with the latter's wife, Gillian Gilbert. Hook left in 2007 and he was angry that the band carried on without him in 2011 and later sued in 2015 over business practices. Okay, that's the music news. So let's talk about this band. They are from Liverpool. They are called the Zookies. They're going to go out on tour, a three-band bill. They're getting back in a van, the Wheels in Motion tour with the Jacks and the Pistol Daisies. Jacks from London, Pistol Daisies from Glasgow. And managed to catch up with him about this tour and what's going to happen. But I'm going to play a track from the Zookies. This was their debut single. This is Becca.
Welcome, Tyg from the Zookies band. Welcome to the Backroom. Welcome to Sheffield Live. Great to have you on the show. Been championing your music for a while now. How are you today? How's it going?
Great, mate. Great. Yeah, we had the tickets for the tour release today. So, yeah, happy news. Been in the works for a very long time. So, yeah, just happy to get it going.
Very, very exciting. A three-band bill. You guys, the Jacks, and the Pistol Daisies. Are you located in Liverpool, is that right, now?
Yes, I'm based up in Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah. So you've got the Jacks from London, you've got Pistol Daisies from Glasgow, so kind of all over the place. Very exciting. Ticket, yeah, like you say, tickets gone sale this morning. It's called the Wheels in Motion Tour. I think it's coming away from it's kind of going back to grassroots, really, which has always been kind of a passion of mine to keep that. We need the grassroots stuff. You guys are going to go out in a van. How's vans for you?
Do you know what? It was our amazing manager John who had organised a lot of this. So the key players are John and the guys at Motion who set up this tour. So they basically proposed it like, right, you know, taking words out of your mouth. You know, we really want to support grassroots venues all across the country. We personally as well, we did a tour last year that we put on all our by ourselves. And it was so cathartic, you know what I mean, to go out and to meet all these people. So off the back of that, John was like, right, how about we do Wheels in Motion, you know, we get a van, go all over the place, you know, sleep on hotel floors sort of thing. And you know, I was sold at the word van, do you know what I mean? So that was basically the thoughts behind it. And then all the other guys who are on the tour as well, they're all part of Motion, this live agency as well. So phenomenal talent and so excited.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be cool. Are you going in one? You've got separate vans?
I mean, I don't know.
I was gonna think you're gonna have the one big van, aren't you? Like, if there's someone of you,
it's gonna be a long drive down from Liverpool, then you know, yeah, everyone on the road, but yeah, no, so but that was basically the synopsis, and you know, we've a band, the Sukis, as a band, we've always sort of, you know, we've been able to use social media and stuff as well. However, when we first properly started getting out, that was when lockdown hit. So we've almost had the opposite way around, where we've released music online and now we're trying to get out onto the road sort of thing. So any opportunity to go and do a string of shows back to back, you know, 100% we're going to be on it.
Oh, very, very exciting. And two great bands that you're going with as well. So those great music. Jacks have been on the show a couple of times, actually. Let's talk about your music for a bit. I mean, the debut single Becca came out a while ago, but I read that you didn't like it. Is that right? it's like a fan favorite now. But I read that like you weren't that keen on actually releasing it. What was that about? Why were you not too keen on that?
I guess it was just because, I don't know, there was something about that tune at that time where I was just thinking it was a little bit too on the nose, if you know what I mean. That was the first, like before that we'd released a couple of demos and stuff, and that was really sort of solidifying our sound. But I remember we got to that point, and it was our ex-bandmate Joe who was really pushing for that. And I remember Becca was the exact coupling of like indie and alternative rock and stuff. And you know what? It was like this stuff. I'm going to be honest with you, right? It was going into the studio, I was apprehensive. But by the time it came out, I was convinced. Yeah, yeah. You know? I was like, well, here's the sound and everything. But yeah, so that was that initial hesitation. And do you know what? It's actually really funny you mentioned that, because that experience has taught me now to not go in to recording or even just tunes that you got of going like, this is how it's going to sound, or this is how I feel about it. Because often the songs that, you know, surprise you might be the tunes that, you know, like I had that experience with Becca, you know? So if anything, it helped me as a songwriter to basically go, right, I don't know everything. I don't know exactly what's going on. And, you know, it's the happy mistakes that make it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And and you know, if it's your debut single, you're kind of going, oh, you know, what am I going to put out, you know? And you kind of feel like it must be kind of an unnerving thing to do. And like you say, kind of you're around lockdown and then you're kind of getting out and releasing music, and that was all, I mean, god, I remember lockdown, weird time. Like, I remember interviewing bands through that time, like, we don't even know if we're going to ever tour again. We've no idea, unless there's 10 meters between each person and we're playing to about 10 people in a venue.
Great times, man.
Thank goodness that's all kind of moved on.
Exactly.
Over the last few years, like what's your highlights of the band? What's connected you, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's just been, you know, personal victories over and over again. So I mean, obviously one of my favorites was last year going on tour. Like I said before, like doing that all independently was amazing. Yeah. And to be able to meet, so it'd be the four dates, and the highest we went was Leeds. Mm-hmm. And we had people coming from all over the shop. We had Scotland, you know, we had people traveling from Romania, you know, coming down.
Oh, awesome.
It was ridiculous, you know. So it was, that was one of my highlights. But I guess the other thing that I want to say, you know, obviously other than releasing music and all of that, is being able to work with like brands as well. So we did, we were able to be the in-house band for an All Saints campaign, which was wicked. They basically booked out this, it's called Brunswick Mill in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's where Liam Gallagher had done some music videos and stuff, but it basically is this basement of this massive warehouse. And some guy brought his electric generator down, and he was basically right, you plug in and you go. And it was phenomenal. So, you know, on the sort of like fashion side, we're a bit like, oh, I don't really know where to stand and stuff. But the second they said the music's ready, we ran over there. And we were playing, and it was amazing. So stuff
cool.
like that. Yeah, honestly, so such an amazing experience. So yeah, that's got to be some of my favourites, to be honest.
Oh, awesome! I'm very excited to come to Sheffield on this tour, actually. So we'll 3rd of September, Sydney Matilda, great venue. Don't know if you kind of have you played Sheffield before?
No, yeah. first time.
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, I've heard everything about like. Obviously the Sheffield scene, it's just amazing, and it's, you know, devastating to hear about the lead mill. Was it last year or the year before that? So
again,
another reason for us that we want to be supporting local venues and grassroots venues and everything. First time in Sheffield.
I agree, the lead mill was sad, but I suppose the best thing about it is that it didn't turn into flats. Kind of like every cloud, but like at least it reopened as a venue. So that's the thing that was holding on to. But I mean, I don't know, 46 years. I think it was 1980 that it opened. So
crazy stuff. Same in Liverpool. You know, there's been a bunch of venues in Liverpool that that were, you know, that we played when we first moved up, and it was, you know. Almost like rite of passage sort of places.
Yeah.
And now they're not around. I mean, luckily some of them have been able to relocate. So there's a venue called The Quarry in Liverpool that I've now managed to relocate. But there was also another venue called Jimmy's as well in Liverpool. That was our first ever gig, and now it's not there anymore. So, but again, what you said, luckily they're not flats. Luckily they're not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's the thing. If we can keep the grass, we have to keep the grassroots going. That is where... That's where it all starts, isn't it? I think, and I think, you know, I know a lot of them go under and stuff like that, but we have to. It's so important to them. I mean, you're doing this tour, the Wheels of Motion tour, going out in September. Sheffield on the 3rd of September. Tickets go on sale today, go out and get them. Ty, thanks so much for talking to me on the show. It's great. Good luck with the tour.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate Cheers. It.
Thanks to Ty from the Zookies. Tickets on sale in Matilda, September the 3rd. Okay, let's do some gigs. Let's tell you who's playing in Sheffield over this week.
Local and national gig guide.
So, first up, if you want to go to gig tonight, World News with Sydney Matilda and Floral Pattern at Down Hagler's Corner. Yes, at the City Hall tomorrow. The Flock and Ross from Friends at Electric Studios. The Rosa Darks, big Sheffield gig for them. The Octagon Centre with Parley and Lisa supporting. Ty Kettle at the Corporation. And you've also got Arcando at Tank Nightclub in Spring, the UK band, Spring at the Hallamshire Hotel. Chris Draver at the Firth Hall on Saturday. Slacker at Hallamshire Hotel. There's a big... big night at Mary Street Live, loads of electronic stuff with Curtain Twitcher, Brown Fang, Alan Machiavelli DJ, and Do It Thisson's record. It's called A's Ups. And Alicia is down at Forge Warehouse. Johnny Halifax's Invocation is at Alder Bar. Sunday, Burger Boys at Network, Phil Ellis at Memorial Hall, True Foxes at Greystones. Monday, Guy Davis at the Greystones. Tuesday, Butler, Blake and Gran at Crook's Social Club. Hit List at Sydney Matilda. And Jethro Tull at the City Hall on Wednesday. The Raytons, they've gone global. The Rotherham Indie Boys have gone global. They're doing a world tour. And they've got some massive venues. 24th of October, they play London Alexander Palace and Manchester Co-op Live on the 30th of October. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Shed 7 have announced their Christmas tour, Shed Coma. They're going to be playing Rock City on the 12th of November, kicking off there, and then on the 13th of November, I would say, then off to Birmingham, then Norwich, then Leicester, Brighton, Cardiff, Sheffield Octagon on the 27th of November, then on to Newcastle, Cambridge, Bristol, Stockton-on-Tees, Liverpool, Manchester, Lincoln, Stoke, Bournemouth, London, Leeds Academy, finishing on the 12th and 13th. That's a massive tour, and the Academic are supporting. Pre-sale has sold out. The general sale begins tomorrow at 10. And the Reverend the Makers, they playing 14th of November, going out on tour. They've got some smaller gigs in May, including one at the Foundry, I think, on the 8th of May. But then they're going out on tour 14th of November, starting in Newcastle, and then going to 17th in Cardiff, London, Brighton, Oxford, Northampton, Norwich, Manchester, and finishing Bristol on the 28th of November. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 as well. Some new releases. Rev the Makers' new album is out tomorrow. Is This How Happiness Feels? Kneecap have a new album called Fenian, and a new one from Tom Rowley, Moses and the Drones.
Prefer our old albums.
I've been coming to one. It's the hazard of the trip. Like an old pair of trainers, mate, I've begun to lose grip. I've been coming to one, to one. It's the hazard of the trip. Like an old pair of trainers, mate, I've begun to lose grip.
So thanks for listening tonight. That's Pet Needs and Tour Worn. Thanks to Rick from Embrace. Thanks to Ty from the Zookies. I'll be back next Thursday night, 6 till 7, with loads of great new music going to play out with Tom A. Smith. This is SFX. Have a great sunny evening.
I want to hear a beat that's going to make me sound good. I want to hear a beat that's going to make me look good. When I hear a beat that makes me sound and look good, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. I want you.
Sonic.